a message tonight about being thankful, and I tried to target a little bit to the children who are here, and the all ages. That's great that we learn from a young age to give thanks to God. Patty Mueller, who spoke first about her house fire, she is in my sermon, so I didn't ask permission for this, but I'll just share anyway a little bit of what she shared. When she shared about her the fire at the house, you know, did do damage to the outside, and roof will be needing in repair and such. And the way she described what happened was this: I have a bed to sleep in, I have a house, a roof over my head, I'm thankful. And I thought, wow, Patty is that way, not just because it's Thanksgiving week, but because God is working in her life all the time and giving her a heart of thanks. And what a great heart to have. It's something that God would have to gift us with, I think. We're normally not that way. It's a lot easier for me. I don't know about you. It's a lot easier for me to maybe murmur or complain or be grumpy, grouchy, than to give thanks to God. But when I think of Him, so much easier to give thanks and so much better. The Bible says, give thanks. That's an invitation and a command, a call to obedience. Give thanks. And one of the things the Bible tells us is that we don't have to feel thanks or be in great circumstances to give thanks. That's something we could do by an act of our will. I've known a fellow years ago who was in a serious motorcycle accident, had to have his leg amputated, and he was in his 20s, faced a different life than he thought he would have. He said, I'm thankful for the health I have, for my one leg that's healthy. A thankful heart does bring health to the whole body and to our attitudes. To give thanks heals our hearts and puts our emotions back in order. And how easy it is for our emotions to be out of order and to be upset. And there's nothing wrong with being upset, but as we give thanks, God meets us and we meet Him in the experience. And with the Lord, there's always something and someone to be thankful for. I think what He did for us on the cross. You know, He comes into the world to be our Savior and our friend and our Lord. And the closest person you've ever been in your life, you can think back in times of thanks, might be mom or dad, husband or wife, children, friend. Christ wants to be closer to you than any of those who are gifts to you. And He could be that way for us. So give thanks to the Lord for Him. I find these thoughts from Chuck Swindoll. He gives thanks to the Lord in a Thanksgiving message. He says this to the Lord: thank you, Lord, for your sovereign control over our circumstances. Thank you, Lord, for your holy character in spite of our sinfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your commitment to us even when we wander astray. Thank you, Lord, for your word that tells us about Jesus and gives us direction. Thank you, Lord, for your love that holds us close, for your gentle compassion in our sorrows, for your consistent faithfulness in our highs and lows, for your strong no when we need it, for your surprising yes when our faith wavers, for your wise wait when we get impatient and rush into things. We have a lot to be thankful for as a nation, as a group of people who could gather. I made up, kind of with the children in mind, but all of us big children in mind too, an alphabet of thanks to God. And I found also a Bible verse that begins with the first letter of each alphabet, and I'm just going to go through this as a way of thanking God. And you can make your own alphabet tonight or tomorrow. It's a good experience with the Lord. But I thank the Lord for many things. For A, I thank the Lord for apple pie, for America, for angels, and for Australia. All things were made by Him, and without Him nothing was made that has been made. B, thank God for Bibles, beauty, and blueberries. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. C, I thank God for church, for communion, for calmness, and for children. Come to me, said Jesus, all you who are weary and overburdened, and I will give you rest. D, I thank the Lord for dinosaurs, for David, for dirt. Do all things without murmuring or complaining, the Bible says. E, I thank the Lord for eyesight, effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. F, I thank God for the fruit of His Spirit, for faithfulness, for family, and for football. Fear not, I am with thee, says the Lord. G, I thank God for God, for generations, for gentleness. Go and make disciples of all nations. H, I thank God for the Holy Spirit, for hymns, for hot dogs and hamburgers. Help us, O God, of our salvation. I thank the Lord for ice cream, inventions, invitations, the immutability of God. That's His unchanging character. Immediately, the man was made whole. It's a Bible verse. J, I thank the Lord for Jesus, for joy, for jumping, and for junk food. Joy shall be in heaven over one sinner who repents. K, I thank the Lord for the King of Kings. Kings of the earth and all nations, let them praise the Lord. L, I thank the Lord for love, for life, for laughter. Love does no harm to its neighbor. M, I thank the Lord for mornings and mountains and mission. Make your face, O Lord, to shine upon us. N, I thank the Lord for New Testament. Knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors. O, I thank the Lord for obedience and for oceans, offering up His only begotten Son. P, I thank the Lord for prayer, for pictures, and pray at all times. Q, I thank the Lord for quietness. Quicken me, O Lord, for Your name's sake. R, I thank the Lord for Regina, regeneration, recreation, and rainbows. Receive one another as Christ has also received you. S, I thank the Lord for Sean, sunshine. Save me, O Lord, for Your mercy's sake. T, I thank the Lord for talking and tears, teaching and testimonies. Teach us to number our days, O Lord. U, I thank the Lord for umbrella and understanding what the Lord's will is. V, I thank the Lord for voices and violins. Vanity of vanity, says the preacher. W, I thank the Lord for water, work, winning. Watch and pray, said Jesus. X, thank the Lord for x-rays. Y, I thank the Lord for youth, yogurt, yards. Your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Z, I thank the Lord for zigzags, zeal, zip codes, and the zoo. Zeal for Your house, O Lord, will consume me. With Jesus and who He is, you know, we always have an opportunity to have an infinite number of experiences thanking God, because He's bigger than the universe itself. And I pray that you and I, throughout all eternity, just like when we sing His praises, we can also give Him thanks. For He is good, for His love for us endures forever. Thank the Lord for Him tonight. Be close to Him. Give Him your heart. If in a first time, or maybe in a new way, He loves us very much. We're going to close our service, and Fred, come and help us sing this last song.
I recruited a helper. Pete's going to help me with this last one here. The thing that I wanted to emphasize with this last hymn is there's so many hymns that we sing that have wonderful harmonies that we don't hear very often. And one of the great things about hymns is the fact that it has harmonies, and it represents the harmony that's in the church. There should be harmony in the church, not just melodies, but there should be harmony too. So that's what we're going to emphasize here. My man here is going to sing the melody. He knows his hymn real well. And as we were working on it before, he was getting me to sing it faster. I'm usually the one singing fast, but he was taking off on me. So I'll be singing the harmony. Anybody that wants to join me on these harmonies, go ahead. And Pete will be doing the melody. Take the name of Jesus with you. We're going to do the first verse ourselves, just the two of us, so you can hear how the harmony works. And then on the last three verses, 2, 3, and 4, you can join in then. Okay.
Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it and where you go. Precious name,
precious name.
Oh, how sweet.
Oh, how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven.
Precious name,
oh how sweet, how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven.
Okay, everybody together now.
Take the name of Jesus ever, as a shield will every snare. It will tempt and turn together. Breathe that holy name in prayer.
Precious name.
Precious name.
Oh, how sweet.
Oh, how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven.
Precious name.
Precious name. Oh, how sweet. How sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Oh, the precious name of Jesus, how it thrills our souls with joy.
When His loving arms receive us, and His songs are tongued in joy.
Precious name,
oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven.
Precious name,
oh how sweet, how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven.
At the name of Jesus bowing, falling prostrate at His feet. King of kings in heaven crown Him. When the journey is complete,
precious name,
precious name.
Oh, how sweet,
oh, how sweet on the earth and joy of heaven.
Precious name,
precious name. Oh, how sweet, how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven.
No, you're supposed to say, right, all the time, God is good. Amen.
Thank you, Pete and Fred. That was great. If you've enjoyed tonight's service as a time to be close with the Lord, and you don't have anywhere to go Sunday morning, we do have services here at 8:30 and 10:45. And I know you'll find a close relationship with the Lord and also some friends around you, and we all need both of those. So would you stand with me for the closing prayer? Let's all pray. Thank you, dear Lord, for your goodness to us. Help us to be overflowing with thanksgiving. Help us, Lord, to give thanks in all circumstances because this is your will for us. And to enjoy you, Lord, throughout these days and tomorrow. Be with those, Lord, among us or someone we know who experiences this Thanksgiving alone, missing a loved one in a way that's difficult and bring back memories. Father, be closest to those ones tomorrow and in the days ahead. Be a friend to them. be someone they can lean upon. And might they find Jesus, everything their heart needs in your love. And now may the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be with each one of us. Amen.